This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Lee, there's someone behind you. Lee, look out!
You're so cute, all waving your arms at me. Hi.
Lee, are you there? Lee!
As the Oz-9 continues wandering around in space, graceful as a manatee in high tops, things are, not surprisingly, not going so well for the crew and passengers. Fortunately, most of the passengers are unconscious, and a fair few are dead, so they're not complaining much. IT guy Leet HaxXX, who was basically a half dozen brain cells from unconscious anyway, is now actually unconscious, and missing. And believe it or not, it's still Tuesday.
Who's that? Hello? Who's there? Why can't I find you? Hello? Have any of you been wandering around in very loud shoes?
What? What are you talking about? Have you got any sevens?
Go fish.
Liar, you got three.
Come on, hand them over.
Cheater.
You're calling me a cheater.
And Colin has three queens, two fours, an ace, and two sevens.
Computer!
Can I have your attention now?
We've been sitting here for at least 6 months, Olivia. Your warts must be killing you.
For the last time, I don't have anal warts.
It's on your medical records.
Because you put it there.
Must be Leet clomping around like a Clydesdale. New hand?
Oh, all right. But no more cheating.
Yeah, sure. Man of my word.
And what word would that be? Bullsh-
Leet. Leet, are you here? Are you in here then? Leet? Good lord, how far did you wander? Hang on a minute. Who set airlock 7 to auto-open? Leet? Crew to the bridge, please. Now!
What's going on? What's all that noise?
Were you literally asleep at the wheel?
No, just resting my eyes. The burden of leadership and all that. What's happened?
Olivia summoned us all here.
Oz-9, come in. What the hell's all that ruckus? Don't tell me sound can't travel in space. We can hear you screeching all the way over here.
Not sure yet. Our AI Alarm. Apparently had something she needs to tell us.
Alarm. Matt.
What?
Jesus.
Alarm. You know, I might just change my name to Jesus since I get called that every single time.
What's going on? Is Alarm. There an emergency?
I don't think so, unless Alarm. That fire in the Gucci wing got bigger.
Fire?
Alarm. Oh, yeah. We can smell smoke, too. Space is a Alarm. Vacuum, my tartan arse.
Oh, you're here?
Yes, we...
Clearly not, as Leet is missing.
There's a fire in the Gucci...
I need you to pay attention, Madeline. Leet is not here.
Oh, right. I saw...
Wait! There's a fire on the ship!
I don't think you're all getting the message here. Leet is not here because someone tried to kill him.
Does this have something to do with the loud shoes?
Look, is anyone reading me over there?
You people are impossible, you really are. Someone tried to kill a member of this crew, a very valued, very important...
Important?
Aesthetically speaking,
someone assaulted a very important, very ribbly member of this crew, and does not one of you care?
Look, lass, I think I can help here.
You didn't get this bent out of shape when someone tried to kill me.
No, because I didn't care, and now I do. I found him unconscious and bleeding in Airlock 7, seconds from being whipped.
My God, Oz9, you are the biggest bunch of mindless wankers. I said I saw...
Is it possible he tripped, fell into the airlock, hit his head on the switch, set the auto open that way?
Yeah, sure, that's possible. It's also possible the pixies in the Prado Wing popped their pod open, chased him into the airlock, banged him on the head with a daisy chain, set the airlock to auto-flip.
Now you're just being silly. The pixies are in the Dior Whip.
Could we please get back to the topic of the fire?
I don't suppose anyone will hear this, but I did actually see who hit Lee over the head, despite having the crusty remains of several hundred of your passengers splashed across my windshield. But never you mind me, you just carry on. I don't suppose you care at all to find out that the assailant had two heads and four arms, which seems alarming, as
smoke. I was killed by
go up in smoke and... What?
Oh, hello! Paying attention now, are we?
Two heads! Did you say two heads?
Or dunno. I suppose it might have been a pirate with a very fat parrot. But yes, I bloody said two heads!
My God, is nothing on this ship sane?
Certainly not your crew.
Oh dear.
Olivia?
It's not my fault.
Do you know who the two-headed leap beater is?
Possibly.
Come on, who is it?
Sorry, just have to nip out for a second.
Computer!
In case anyone's interested, the fire in the Gucci Wing is actually quite serious, given that the next section over is where the food supplies for the crew are kept. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Should we do something about the fire in the Gucci Wing?
Nah, it'll burn itself out. I remember from the ship's plans that the,
Actually, the plans of the Millennium Falcon...
There's nothing important in that area.
There is, though.
Well, that's good.
It really isn't.
Okay, so I did have a quick look around, and I would like to preface this next bit by saying, it's not my fault.
Let's hear it. I'm braced.
Leet's feeling better, not that you asked. He's on his way here.
Olivia?
There's this sort of robot thing on the ship. It mostly hangs out in the engine room, and places where noisy things happen and bangs on stuff.
What? What for?
It's a repair unit. Two heads, four arms. Could that be what you saw, Captain Jesse?
I guess it could. I only saw a silhouette. It was very big. Why would a repair unit attack a crew member?
Well, it's possible. Leet was looking around for some heavy things to lift to work out since he couldn't bring his weight. And it's possible someone suggested he might find some bits of heavy metal in the places where the noisy things happen.
And the repair unit thought Leet was attacking the ship.
It's not my fault. Beast went rogue.
So where's this rogue homicidal repair unit now? Crap.
We, came for the destroyer.
Sorry about the shouting. He's used to having to shout. Engine room is very noisy. Put it back a tad, will you, dear?
Seriously? We just walked in the door and you're already on me like white on pancakes?
I think you mean white on rice.
Oh, sure. Take another shot in front of these, total strangers? I mean, you know, why not? It's not like I'm here trying to do a job, protect the ship from shirtless marauders or anything. But you go on ahead and correct my idioms. That'll help.
Hush, dear. We'll get to the marauder in a minute. Hello, Madeline. All right.
Fine, thanks. You know who I am?
Of course. We know who you are. You were in the handbook. Captain Madeline Marks, previously known as Murderin' Madeline.
Yeah, that'll do. Thanks.
Look, we know you have him. Give him up or we're gonna have to tear the ship apart until we find him.
Tear up the ship? Give him up! Give him up!
Oh, I think not.
You're being a bit dramatic.
Oh, yeah, is that what I'm being? I mean, here we are in the deepest reaches of space, no one around to help us.
Half a day from Earth and we're literally right here. But you carry on.
And a crazed torso comes blazing through the engine room, tearing off bits of machinery. But oh no, let's not get dramatic or anything.
I've got a little thought. Let's use this as a sort of team building exercise. You give us Mr. Blondie Chest of Honor, and we'll...
Airlock him, just like it says in the handbook. One quick flip and it's ship saved. Passengers rescued, crew liberated, all's well thanks to the heroic efforts of yours truly. No, we're not heroes, just doing our jobs, etc., etc.
You do get quite a head of steam, don't you, dear? We need to consider morale. How would you feel if one day one of your friends suddenly went ass biscuit, tore his shirt off, and started dismantling your home with his teeth? I mean, maybe we need to say some healing words and do some deep breathing before we pop him out to suffocate in space.
Oh, I don't think you will. Look, could everyone shut up for a second? Leet wasn't trying to destroy the ship.
Yeah, is that right? Popped one of the helio valves right off the containment canister, started waving it at me. Do you have any idea the damage an uncontaminated heliometer with a septic load like that one can do if it gets up into orbital level spin?
Well, of course you do. You're the captain. But what about the others? Poor darlings. Have no idea how close they came to having a sonic absorption event right here on board the Oz-9. And you know what comes next.
Oh, of course.
Do you want a complex harmonic dielectric blastoma on your conscience? Yeah, because I sure don't.
If they try to space him, I'll seal this ship up tighter than a sphincter in a dust storm. I'm just saying.
Understood.
Hi, everyone. Miss me?
Damn!
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
When Leet HaxXX submitted his resume to be on an Oz crew, the recruiter could scarcely believe her luck. She had one spot left to fill, and the odds on Oz 9 going down in the first 24 hours after launch were already long enough to make her a very rich woman. With such a tremendous idiot in charge of IT, the ship's quick demise was a sure thing.
So tell me, Leet, what makes you the right choice to head up IT on an Oz ship?
I hear the pods have that fit tech, right? So like, I go in, go to sleep, then come out all ripped like, well, like me, but more me?
Yes, just like that. Do you have any actual IT experience?
Oh sure, I saw the movie. The alien with the big head and the kid in the bicycle, right? Ugh. IT, go home.
Oh, you're almost too good to be true.
So my record isn't going to keep me from getting a job on an Oz?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, it's an asset. Says here that you're a hacker.
Yeah, look, that was sort of an accident. I'm really good at guessing passwords.
Really? How does that work?
Sometimes I know where to find the post-it note someone wrote it on. Sometimes I just figure it out. It was just a dumb party trick. But then all these people kept asking me to do it. Dragging me into banks and laboratories and weapons depots and nail salons. It wasn't much fun after that.
So, why do you want to work on an Oz? You'll have to fly away from Earth and never come back. Never see your family and friends again?
Oh, that's okay. They all think I'm stupid. I can't wait to be with people who don't think I'm an idiot.
Well, hopefully you won't have to come out of your pod until you land then.
A whole new world. Just think of it. Maybe I'll get to name a zebra or a giraffe.
Name a zebra?
Yeah, like there'll be some stripy horse-like thing, and then I get to name it.
And you'll name it Zebra.
Well, duh, what else?
With most of the crew bleeding and unconscious, Leet is back in the airlock with no possible help from the humans. And yes, you missed the big fight. Did you think time just stopped because you were in a flashback?
It has to be done. Computer, open the airlock doors.
No.
There's really nothing to be done, dear. He tried to sabotage the ship's engines.
Well, not really the engine, per se. It was one of the, containment canisters.
Is that really relevant just at this moment, do you think?
There is a permanent record.
Oh, there you go again. Fretting about some permanent record that may or may not exist, and that exactly no one cares about.
I could just fry your circuits where you stand. I'm good with electricity.
I am not fretting, for crying out loud. I'm following a handbook.
You really can't fry us, dear. You need us to keep the ship running. Believe me, without pretty constant attention, the Oz-9 would fall out of the sky like a whale.
It wouldn't fall. There's no gravity out here.
It's a metaphor.
Hey, guys, can I come back in?
Yes.
Engaging manual override.
Hey!
Auto timer on airlock, set to 10, 9.
You're really starting to piss me off.
But what about the zebras? Who's gonna name the zebras?
What is he talking about? 5.
Talking isn't Leet's strong suit. Standing and being looked at, that's what he's really good at. Timer reset for 1 billion.
Extinguishing the airlock oxygen supply.
Hey, Olivia. I'm feeling pretty woozy. Oh, look. Someone at the stars and...
Lie down and don't talk. I'll have you out in a tick. I'm just firing up the griddle.
Would you really sacrifice your entire crew for this one lumbering idiot?
I don't necessarily see it as an either-or proposition. We'll be fine without you. I have faith in my crew.
Liv? Love you, Liv. Name a giraffe after me.
You really don't get that whole naming thing, do you? Never mind. Plenty of time to explain.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. This is totally against Gator Galaxy's regulations. It's gonna go on your permanent record.
He's right, dear. This will be a black mark against your reputation. Do consider the permanent...
The only thing permanent around here is me. Hello, Leet. Did you sleep well?
The things. Those things.
Oh, they've gone quiet. Nothing to worry about. Now... What was that last thing you said in the airlock?
About the giraffe?
Just before the giraffe, dear.
In episode 8, the Oz-9 goes dark. We learn about an investigation on Earth into the, let's face it, pretty crappy Oz ships, and there's lots of tough talk by a cub and a dick. You won't want to miss it. You can subscribe to Oz-9 pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Himalaya. Also, check out our website, oz-9.com, for a link to some very cool Oz-9 merchandise. You're listening to Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and the Recruiter, Eric Perry as Joe and Head 1, Tim Sherburn as Colin and Head 2, Richard Cowan as Leet, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Oz-9 is written by Shannon Perry, who also plays Madeline and Olivia. Our theme and other incidental music was written and performed by John Faley. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries. The good people.